The U.S. government has condemned yesterday's political crackdown in Belarus and says the results of the weekend's presidential election cannot be called legitimate. President Alexander Lukashenko, often called Europe's last dictator, won 80% of the vote in official results. But international observers say the election was flawed. Hundreds of demonstrators were arrested, and candidates opposing Lukashenko were beaten and detained. NPR's David Green reports from the capital, Minsk.
The Belarusian government found some creative ways to limit free speech. After the polls closed, opposition leaders attempted a rally, but officials drowned them out with Soviet folk music. Already, they had poured water across the main square, creating a makeshift ice rink where protests usually happen. Yet the crowd, swelling to tens of thousands, refused to stop. They marched down a wide avenue, chanting "Long live Belarus" and accusing President Lukashenko of rigging his re-election. There were elderly people, students, and teenagers. 50-year-old Viktor Shetelinya was out there in the cold. "I tore up my ballot paper today," he said, "because they count votes for only one candidate. We're just all marching to show we're united, and then that'll be it. We'll go to bed." But that wasn't it. At some point, a small crowd stormed into the main government building. Opposition leaders say the police staged the break-in to justify their response. Whatever triggered it, the night turned violent. Riot police swarmed onto the streets, slamming their shields on the ground to intimidate. Police dragged people onto buses and forced journalists into a hotel lobby. A policeman shoved an NPR producer with his club. Presidential candidates were the big targets. Of the 9 who ran against the president, 7 were arrested, some beaten up. After a scuffle with police, one leading candidate, Vladimir Nikolaev, was hospitalized, but only briefly. 7 men in plain clothes burst into the intensive care ward, bundled him up in a blanket, and carted him away. His wife says she hasn't seen him since. Today, state-run television in Belarus downplayed the violence while devoting several hours to President Lukashenko live. The 56-year-old president defended his victory and the ensuing crackdown. The police were going after people determined to commit barbarism, the president said. He added, "There will be no revolution or criminality in Belarus." Official results today suggest Lukashenko won 80% of the vote, and so his 16 years in office will be extended. However, Tony Lloyd, who led a team of European election observers, questioned that 80% figure. Lloyd told a press conference his team was often denied the chance to observe vote counts.
"Frankly, the people of Belarus deserve better. And in particular, I now expect the government to account for the arrests of presidential candidates, journalists, and human rights activists."
President Lukashenko had a few testy spats with Russia this year, and he was trying to court Western European governments, hoping for more foreign investment. Those European leaders had been looking at this election as a test of Lukashenko's commitment to democratic values. David Green, NPR News, Minsk.
This is NPR News.